Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today's episode is the Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts. This is episode number 10, and I will bring you a tip in the form of an acronym like I do every week. I am super, uber excited about this because not only do I love to coach, speak, and serve people, but I just know that many times people need that just one little light bulb to go off to hit that next level in their life. So I am hoping that one of the things that I like to do is guide you to that little light bulb or point you in the right direction or whatnot. So it's so important that, you know, I'm always sharing and that you're always able to get something. So with that being said, the word for this week is spring break. Many colleges, high schools, elementaries are on spring break this week, and I know many more go into spring break next week. So spring break is my word. So excited about that. But spring break in reference to business, of course, which is always my focus because I want to take women from concept to cash. So by doing that, I just want to share a little bit. But spring break, the S stands for sincere. I want you to be sincere about everything that you do, everything that you write, everything that you say. Just be sincere about it. The P stands for passion. And, you know, many times this is an overused word, but one of the things that I realized, you guys, passion will not leave you. And I just had to get real with myself, and one of the things that I realized is I am a social change agent. I really believe that I was meant to be here, to show people how to get out of their own way and earn the income that they desire. Because my avenue or path that I want to focus on being a social change agent is poverty. I believe that poverty exists if you're making over the poverty line or under the poverty line. And what I mean by that is if you're making $100,000 and your bills say you need $150,000, I believe you're in poverty. Now, to most people, that wouldn't look like poverty. But to you, guess what? You may not see a way out of that. You may not see how you can decrease some things and lower your lifestyle in order to be under the amount of money that you're earning. That indeed is poverty, you guys. And the only way that you're going to change that is to change your mindset. So passion is so near and dear to me. And I want you to figure out what your passion is and then go from there. Number three is the R, and that's reasons. What are your reasons for being in business? And you just have to get real. Some people's reasons would be money. You know, other people would be freedom and flexibility. I think I'm a combination thereof. I want freedom and flexibility, but I do want to earn money. So it's so important that you know what your reasons are. The I stands for inspire. You know, many times you don't know that you're inspiring others by your life, but I just want you to take an opportunity to learn that your life can inspire so many other people. You've got to know that your life is worth living, your life is worth sharing with others, and it's so important to just really be that light to others. So choose to inspire others by your word and your life. The N stands for notes. And you guys, I would have to say that this is probably one of the biggest things that I do is I am a huge note taker. I take a lot of notes. And with that being said, just start now jotting down some things. Jot down some things that are near and dear to your heart. Jot down some things that you're learning on various podcasts, on various, you know, webinars, any type of training that you get on. Jot down some notes because that's so important. The G for spring break stands for go. I want you to go. Don't hesitate, you guys. Many times we find ourselves in the midst of something and we're thinking, okay, should I go? Should I stay? Should I move? Should I just be still? I want you to choose to go because what I've learned in business is, you know, time stops for no one. So you've got to be constantly willing to change your life. Constantly willing to change. And when you're constantly willing to change and being able to go upon a moment's notice, you will succeed. There's absolutely no way you will not. So be willing to go. Just be willing to go. Pick up and go. Pick up and do something, you know? Just be willing to go. The B for break stands for bright ideas. And here's where I want to just stick a pin in it. many times we don't see ourselves as the way others see us. But I was told over a year ago that, hey, radio would be a great outlet for you because you love to talk and, you know, you have a pretty nice voice, so, you know, people will listen or whatnot. I didn't realize that, but that bright idea has brought me so much joy because I love getting on the radio every day. I love being here and just motivating and inspiring others. So please listen to Bright Ideas. Even if you think, oh, that won't work for me, I want you to turn it around. I want you to ask yourself, how can that work for me? And, you know, sometimes you have to admit, hey, this won't be a good fit. But sometimes you haven't even considered it. So continue to really just know that your bright idea or someone else's bright idea can really change your life. The R stands for renew. I want you to take some time and renew your body, renew your mind, renew everything that's going on in your mind. And when I say renew, you've got to know what does it for you. For me, it is movies, you guys. I went to a movie yesterday. I went to a movie on Friday. I go to movies quite often, at least once a week, sometimes even twice a week. And the reason I do that, it renews me. It takes me to another place. For that 2 hours, I'm able to imagine a life that's not mine. Sometimes it's scary and exciting and, you know, a lot of action. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes it's something that tugs at my heart. You've got to know how you can renew your life on a daily basis and renew your spirit and your soul. The E stands for energy. And I will tell you, as we get older, sometimes the energy is lacking. Sometimes the energy is greatly decreased. Find out when your time is to have good energy, you guys. And I suggest that you work during those times. I had never in my life been a morning person until the last couple of years. I've always been high energy. But the last couple of years, I'm able to get up and get going at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. You guys, find out when your energy is good. Find out when you are really at your best and when you really can do some great things. Because that's when your life will change. It's only when you make a decision that, hey, I'm going to go and work during my energy hot peaks. I'm going to go and, you know, have the energy to do some extra things, have the energy to do some new things. Find your energy and where it works for you. The A stands for attitude. Make sure that your attitude is positive. All day, all night, please make sure that your attitude is positive. Okay? And the K stands for knowledge. I want you to learn, please learn, what's so important about your feel, what's important, what do you need to do in order to be just the person that you need to be. I just want you to know that everything that you're doing is great. Everything that you're doing is wonderful. And when you know that and you have the knowledge that, okay, here are the rules, and I know that I'm following them. You know what? That knowledge can take you so far. I will tell anyone that I am the Google queen. I really am. I'm on Google for everything. Everything that I'm thinking about, I try to Google it first and find out, okay, is this good for me? Is this something that will benefit me and help me? Because I want people to know without a shadow of a doubt, hey, I'm constantly improving my craft. I'm constantly getting things better. So same thing with you. I want you to have the knowledge of, okay, what's the next step? What else is happening in my field? You know, am I about to be, you know, out on the streets because the field is changing so much that, you know, it's not going to be able to be in my favor anymore and it's not going to be something that I can continue with? It, the more we know, the more knowledge we have, just like the Bible says, without the knowledge, the people perish. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that in our own life, too. We've got to constantly evaluate, am I on the right path? Is this right for me? You know, and the knowledge of, yes, you want to definitely do some things to improve your knowledge, but you also have to have good enough knowledge to know that sometimes you have a lot of knowledge that you're just not even using. So I just want you to get the knowledge about your field, get the knowledge about everything that you want to be involved in. Just find that knowledge, you guys. So, so important. And in conclusion, you guys, that is our Tuesday tip. The word is spring break. I want to quickly go over these words again with you just so you will know and they can resonate in your heart. The S stands for sincere. The P stands for passion. The R stands for reasons. The I stands for inspire. The N stands for notes. The G stands for go. The B stands for bright. The R stands for renew. The E stands for energy. The A stands for attitude. And the K stands for knowledge. I want you to enjoy your day and just move around in the confidence of knowing that you can have it all and you can do it all. So I want you to make the rest of your life the best of your life, like Eric Thomas, E.T. the hip-hop preacher, says all the time. And I have truly just adopted that statement because it is so true. You guys, we don't know what we have left, but here's what we know, you guys, we have right now. So just be your best right now and just always strive to get better day by day. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye.